Doors are finally open at Vita's food taqueria, and meat begins to sizzle for customers waiting for their meal. A bienvenidos, or welcome sign, with an image of Frida Kahlo greets you as you enter the restaurant. The vibrant orange and red colors in the dining area keep you company as you wait for your food. Restaurant owner Cynthia Gonzalez is preparing for lunchtime. She came to Arcola in 2006 from Cadereyta Jimenez, Nuevo León, a city near the border of Texas and Mexico. Like Arcola, the city is known for producing corn brooms, a simple broom, but the end that touches the floor is made out of corn.
We know each other from years ago, from friends of my parents and friends of my grandparents who all grew up in the same town. We practically all moved to Arcola.
Nearly 3,000 residents call Arcola home. Nearly a third are Latinos, according to the latest U.S. Census data. But the growth goes beyond population.
From here all the way down to there. This is the little office I'm talking about.
Jesus Garza gives me a tour of his car shop, 3J Transmission. Cars are above the ground waiting to get fixed. Garza not only owns the shop, but is also the mayor.
The first thing we're going to do is make changes. They are being achieved, but slowly. We cried too because it's the first time that a Hispanic person won in this area.
In addition to fixing the streets and adding more streetlights in Arcola, he has noticed a shift in perceptions toward the Latino community.
All the people who thought that we Hispanics came here to rob have changed their minds completely. They don't think that anymore.
On a sunny day in early September, residents and visitors walked around the brick-layered streets for the 51st annual Broomcorn Festival. As festival goers watch broom making and eat corn, Arcola High School student Alex Gutierrez tells me people's minds are changing.
You can't fully change people's attitudes about things, but like the whole fact that he was able to actually win really changed a lot of people's minds and actually opened them up to new things.
Fellow student Vincent Medina says they feel safer in the town now.
People I haven't been friends with in the past because of past problematic views like homophobia and racism and stuff like that. I've talked to them more recently and their opinions have definitely changed. They feel a lot more welcoming.
White residents also agreed that Garza is doing a good job as mayor.
He's an upstanding guy. He really is. I can't tell you how great he's been. He really has been fine to me, my family, everybody. I don't know that anybody would have any way to complain about anything that he's done.
That was Thomas Sanders, Arcola resident who works at their local food pantry. Garza says 15 businesses have opened since being mayor. He welcomes more. Sandra Saldivar is a cake decorator and wants to open up a Mexican bakery. She was encouraged by Garza.
I think everyone should see that. And I think we learn from that. And if that motivates you, you know, if they can do it, we can do it. It's good for Latinos, Mexicanos to grow, to be more in this country. Because a lot of them probably think, well, I don't know the language or I have to stay at it working for someone else. But you know, it's always good to do more.
Garza says more people want to create businesses for themselves. He says he hopes his position will encourage his Latino community to follow his steps.
I wouldn't call it a challenge, but I would call it a great achievement for us as Hispanics. Because I hope that if someone says, I will take your place, it's my turn, it will be another Hispanic person.
I am Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.